In this week's parasha, we have the first time that the Klai Yisrael starts to travel in the form of the Degolim, based on the Anonei HaKovid. And the Pasuk stresses that there was times that they would be in a place for a year, sometimes they'd be in a place for one night, 10 days. Right? And the Rishonim, the Sepurna and the Ramban both point out, so why is the Torah telling me this? To point out that even though they came to a place where they liked very much, and the Rishonim said to go, they went. They came to a place where they did not like at all, and the Rishonim said to stay, they stayed. They came to a place and they just settled in, and the Rishonim said leave the next day, they went. And that's why the Pasuk mentions that. So the question we have to understand is, what's the Chiddush? I mean, at the end of the day, they're not going to leave without the Onan. They're going to move against the Onan. The Onan says go, and they say we're going to stay behind. You know, the Nani HaKobah. What exactly were we contemplating as the other option? A. And B, once that's true, like, what's the big Nisoyan over here? The Rishon says to go, you go. The Rishon says to stay, you stay. Why was that such a big Nisoyan that the Torah needs to write extra psukim to point out the praise of Klai Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael was able to do this even though it was difficult? We would seem to be that this doesn't seem in our mind something which is extraordinarily significant that deserves a special pasuk. So Rav Shira Gifter in his Sefer Pirkei Torah on Chumash, he says, works backwards with a good brisker teretz that, as they say, dosh date. So what do we see over here? We see over here that it was challenging for them. So the question is, why was it challenging for them? And the answer is, and this is, I think, what he means, is that human beings like to have control over their lives. We decide when to go, what to do, how to do it, etc. We like to know how things are going to play out in our lives. Are they going to play out good? Are they going to play out bad? What's going to be? And these things take up a lot of our time, a lot of our thought process. How's it going to work out? What's going to be? Predicting the future, etc. Because that gives us a feeling that we're really in the driver's seat, and we feel much more comfortable in that situation. We're in the driver's seat. Being a driver, in many ways, is much more satisfying than being a passenger, because you get to do the driving. You get to define where and how we go, how fast we go, how slow we go, where we turn, which route we take, which route we don't take, etc. And there's people who, even if they're not sitting in the driver's seat, actually give those type of directives. When to stop, when not to stop, you're going too fast, you're going too slow. That's called backseat driving. But why do we want to do that? Well, because it's because of safety. That's one answer. The other answer is because we like feeling we have some element of control over our reality. One of the biggest challenges of a person's thrown into illness or thrown into a financial situation they had not expected is the feeling of a loss of control over their life. They're no longer in control of the reality. And that's very difficult for human beings. The Mita, which helps us deal with that, is called the Mita Bitochen. Mita Bitochen is a state of security, a state of trust. And we'll get on a car, and somebody that we trust very well, that we trust his intelligence, we trust his skill, we trust his knowledge, so he knows where he's going, he has the ability to do it well, and he has good judgment, so then we can relax, because we really trust the one who's in charge. We don't feel a need to backseat drive, or to want to ask to be the driver. So Klaus's challenge in the Midbar was to, that, as it were, be totally relaxed and comfortable with this reality that the Rishon is the one who's in charge and not us. And because that is true, the Rishon is the one in charge, and we trust him, his knowledge and his care and his concern and his ability. So this is where we're supposed to be, but this is where we're going to be. And we're going to feel comfortable with that. And that is what the Rishon is saying, is the Nisoyan of Klai Yisrael and the godliness of Klai Yisrael. The Klai Yisrael was totally able to transcend that, the motion for the self-control motion, and come to Madriga of being comfortable with the Rosh Hashanah setting the paces and giving the directions. Have a good Shabbos.